SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump campaigning today in the battleground state of North Carolina, which both parties consider to be critical to victory in November.
Hello to North Carolina. And I'm thrilled to be back in this incredible state with thousands of hardworking, God-fearing American patriots. Amazing, amazing people.
And he's expressing confidence in victory.
We have a little thing called an election coming up, but we're going to win this election. You know, I don't know if you've seen the polls, but they're very good.
North Dakota GOP Governor Doug Burgum says when Kamala Harris criticizes Israel for the war in Gaza, she is, in effect, offering free public relations on behalf of Hamas and its state sponsor, Iran. Also, at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump putting pressure on Jewish Americans ahead of the election.
In a speech at a donor event sponsored by the Israeli American Council, the former president promised to be the best friend Jewish Americans have ever had in the White House. He said he would be their defender and protector. Trump then went on to say that Jewish voters who support Vice President Harris and Democrats should have their heads examined. And he warned that if he loses the election, the Jewish people would have a lot to do with that. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky set to visit the Pennsylvania ammo factory that's producing critically needed munitions in the war. He is expected to visit the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant later tomorrow, kicking off a busy week in the United States. He'll also address the UN General Assembly in New York and then travel to Washington for talks Thursday with President Biden and Vice President Harris. This is SRN News. A new report on Christian schools and Planned Parenthood.
According to research by Students for Life of America, a lot of colleges and universities that are faith-based actually do business with Planned Parenthood, often for various non-abortion health services. The problem with that is the money those schools pay can easily be used to provide abortions, which is Planned Parenthood's primary reason for existing. The report finds that nearly 100 Christian colleges and universities are connected with Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A school district in Florida must put back in libraries 36 books. It's part of a settlement with students and parents. That agreement settles a suit that argued the district unlawfully decided to limit access to dozens of titles containing LGBT content. Florida recently passed a law allowing parents to get porn and obscene books out of the libraries. The plaintiffs argued some of the books that were removed were not really pornographic. This is SRN News. Break-ins and thefts can happen at any small business, regardless of just how tight the security may be. Here's John Scott with that story.
In the retail sector alone, more than half of small businesses say they have been victims of shoplifting in the prior year. That's according to a 2022 survey of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And break-ins and thefts occur across all sectors. So it's important for small business owners to prepare in advance and have a plan for dealing with a break-in or theft in order to minimize damage. John Scott reporting.
Google has opened its defense against allegations. It holds an illegal monopoly on online advertising technology with witness testimony saying the industry is vastly more complex and competitive than portrayed by the federal government. Testimony from an executive coming in the government resting its case 2 weeks into the trial in Virginia. More details at SRNNews.com.